complete that con, in which we were confronted with the problem of having a, finding out at the last minute when it was on the launch vehicle that this satellite had 50 diodes that were contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, what do I do now? Do I take it off and bring it back and it'll cost $10 million a day or something? You know, how do I determine it? So you have to do some good chemistry to determine what is the contamination and what's the likelihood that it'll destroy the satellite, or the life of the satellite will be limited because of this contamination of the diodes, or also doing some statistical analysis of tests. And, you know, you take a look and you plot certain things, and there's an Arrhenius law as to chemical reactions. And my conclusion was, it's good for another 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a gutsy decision to make, because if it fails, even for other reasons, your reputation is dead.
Sure. Were you doing analyses like that yourself, or were you just overseeing your staff?
Team, but I led the team and had to make the final recommendation to the government. And I did make that recommendation, and 7 years later, 10 years later, it still works. Well, I call that luck.
Yeah.
Although, you know, based on clearly some technical judgment.
That is a story like that more common than not? I mean, in that story, you were putting out a last minute fire for an operational system, you know, that's ready to go. Whereas what you were saying before suggested that you were more involved with fundamental research.
Well, as I said, the fundamental research was sort of the background for the ability to do these things. So my personal involvement, I was called on for these tough technical issues to marshal the forces of the laboratories. And these were in the 60s, you know, to marshal forces of the laboratories to meet these needs.
Mm-hmm.